It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that touches every part of our lives, communication. We often think of mindfulness as something we do alone, particularly meditation, but it's equally important, if not even more so, in how we interact with other people. So today we're exploring how to bring mindfulness into our conversations and relationships. Let's get started. Communication is the bridge between our inner world and the world around us. It's how we express our thoughts, feelings, and needs, and how we connect with others. But often, our communication is far from mindful. We speak without thinking, guilty, listen without really hearing, guilty, and react without considering the impact, guilty. I teach mindfulness in general because one of the big reasons is a sign I once saw that says, I teach what I most need to learn. Well, even though I have a degree in communications, I would say that one of the areas of mindfulness that I continue to need to apply to my own life the most is communication. So don't think that I'm some special guru who's made it. I'm teaching because I'm first and foremost continuing to teach myself. So mindful communication is about bringing the principles of mindfulness, presence, awareness, and non-judgment to our interactions with others. Mindful communication involves two key components, mindful speaking and mindful listening. Both require us to be fully present, aware of our own internal experiences, and attuned to the person we're interacting with. When we speak mindfully, we take a moment to pause before we speak. This pause gives us a chance to consider what we want to say, why we want to say it, and how we want to say it. It helps us to speak with intention and kindness rather than out of habit or reactivity. One practice you can try is asking yourself before speaking, is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? If the answer is no to any of these, it might be worth reconsidering your words. Mindful listening is about giving our full attention to the person speaking without interrupting or planning our response while they're still talking. It's about being fully present with the other person, hearing not just their words, but also the emotions and intentions behind them. A great way to practice this is by making eye contact, nodding, and giving verbal affirmations to show that you're engaged. Now let me give you some practical techniques for mindful communication. One is to use deep breathing. Before engaging in a conversation, especially if it's a difficult one, take a few deep breaths to center yourself. This helps calm your nervous system and brings you into the present moment. Second tip, reflect back what you hear. To ensure you're truly understanding the other person, try reflecting back what you've heard. For example, you might say, what I'm hearing is, this not only helps to clarify the message, but also shows the other person that you're genuinely listening. Thirdly, pause before responding. In conversations, it's easy to jump in with a response as soon as the other person stops talking, or sometimes even before they stop talking. Instead, try pausing for a moment before you respond. This pause allows you to fully process what's been said and to respond mindfully rather than reactively. Number four, avoid multitasking. When engaging in communication, give it your full attention. If you're talking on the phone, for example, resist the urge to check your emails or scroll through social media. Being fully present in the conversation helps to build trust and ensures that both parties feel heard and valued. Fifth tip is to set an intention for your communication. Before entering into a conversation, especially a significant one, set an intention. My preferred method for setting intentions is to frame them as questions. For example, ask yourself, how many more ways can I continue to speak with clarity and kindness even more? Or how many more ways can I continue to listen actively even more? By framing your intention as a question, you're engaging your mind to seek out opportunities for mindful communication throughout the conversation. Mindful communication is particularly powerful when navigating difficult conversations. Whether it's addressing a conflict, giving feedback, or discussing sensitive topics, mindfulness can help us approach these conversations with empathy, patience, and clarity. Here are a few tips. Stay grounded. In the heat of a difficult conversation, it's easy to get carried away by strong emotions. Practice staying grounded by focusing on your breath or feeling the sensations in your body. Use I statements. Instead of making accusations, frame your concerns from your perspective. For example, say, "I feel," rather than "you always." And then practice compassion. Remember that the person you're speaking to is human, just like you, with their own struggles and their own emotions. Approach the conversation with a spirit of compassion, even if it's challenging. The benefits of mindful communication are when we practice mindful communication, our relationships naturally improve. We become better listeners, more thoughtful speakers, and more empathetic and understanding in our interactions. This doesn't just benefit others. It also helps us feel more connected, grounded, and at peace. We begin to experience conversations as opportunities for connection and learning rather than as sources of stress or conflict. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of It's Now Again. I hope you found some valuable insights into how to bring mindfulness into your communication. Remember, mindful communication is a practice, and like all practices, it takes time and patience. But the more you integrate these principles into your daily interactions, the more you experience the benefits in your relationships and overall well-being. If you are interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together and tailor this practice to your unique needs. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Patreon, which is Pay What You Want at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.